Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Yes, that's right. Your ears do not deceive you. I am Steve O'Dell, and that is Lori Twitchell, and we are here for a podcast on an off week, or what you thought was an off week.
It may still be an off week.
It's going to be off in some way, I'm sure. But, you know, we were just thinking, coming down to the end of such a monumentalist season, as Hope would say, monumentalist, that we should really, you know, just discuss them one at a time at this point, you know, because there's just so much to pack in. So this is the Coleraine Connection, the behind-the-scenes podcast, all about the hit family radio drama Down Gilead Lane. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome. Thanks for coming. Don't worry about the other 40 podcasts that you've missed. You can
always go back and catch those later.
That's true. Or you could just jump right in here. It's like playing. What's that jump rope game that the kids used to do, where you'd like jump in? I don't know.
No idea, but I'm. Oh, you're beyond me on the caffeine today. So there you go.
That's right. My caffeineometer is full.
Your caffeineometer. You still may pass me up. I've had two caffeine drinks this morning. Steve's like working on four.
I'm working on my fourth.
So even if I'm a little bit bouncy and beyond things, Steve can still beat me.
But see, I've always got a lot to catch up because you come already with energy full, and to me that doesn't happen until about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, see that's different because I've been up since 5.
Yeah, see there you go. All right.
Anyway, what were we discussing?
Episode 9 of Down Gilead Lane season 12.
Okay.
A not-so-quick fix.
And, yeah, we found that out, didn't we? Not-so-quick fix.
Exactly. Now, this is going to be a little bit shorter version of the podcast, as we only have one episode to talk about and so much work to do. But, you know, like I said, we want to make sure that we have something for the fans every week from now to the end of the season.
Yeah, there's just so much happening. It's going to be not only more fun for you because you'll get to hear from Steve and Lori on a weekly basis, but you'll probably, I'm going to guess, get more information than you would have if we had tried to sandwich things together.
Chances are. Good point.
Because really, I mean, Steve, we know that 12:10 is going to be just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it would completely ruin, you know,
yeah,
our discussion of 12-9. And 12-9 was huge.
12-9 was huge. I mean,
phenomenal episode.
The engagement of Caleb Richter and, of course, many other exciting things. But why don't we go to funcast.gileadlane.org and take a look at the reviews?
Should we do that right now?
Why not?
Okay. Here we go. we have a lot of comments on this episode. Of course, the very first comment is always Renslow.
Yes.
Are you not proud of me that I'm finally past the point of Renslow?
We're actually saying it right. That's so nice. But you know what's great about him is he writes the review as he's listening. You can tell.
And so as you're reading, you'll get a, oh, no way, right, that did not happen kind of thing. And this one was written at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So Renslow was a little bit tired. But it says, first off, let me show my Gilead knowledge by saying that the car sound was the same as the washer exploding in 2-2.
Yeah, don't even have any idea what he's talking about.
Okay, well, there you go. And he liked the commercial.
I have to confess, Lori, that was a joke. I do. He's right. Good ear. Good job. All right.
Okay, so our fans have once again proven how phenomenal they are.
Yes.
With that. Anyway, he expected to have Freddie Falstaff show up and pick them up when they were stuck.
Freddie Falstaff is too busy these days doing podcasts.
He's doing a lot of things. That's what I've heard.
That's right.
And Monica's starting to lighten up a little bit. And Renslow compared it to when Tom did in late season 6 and season 7.
Interesting.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Renslow's pretty impressed with Caleb. Caleb is really kind of stepping into that role. He doesn't really know how to be the man in the family, but he's learning how to. And you know what? It's got to be huge to try to be the man in Monica's family.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that. With Monica and Tiffany that you got to work with, can't be easy. But Caleb's stepping in. Very, very cool. And there was the big proposal. That's what everybody else is pretty much talking about, too. And if you want to hear more about what Renslow had to say, go visit the blog.
Yep.
But we also heard from Sam. Sam listened to the episode 2 times in a row and said it was awesome.
Cool.
In fact, Sam gave it an infinite amount of stars out of 5. And, you know, I always love that. Infinite amount of stars. That's so cool. Tom would have been absolutely thrilled with Caleb and Carrie. I would have to say that I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. And basically, Sam loved that Caleb was able to be there for his mom and family and to have that talk between Caleb and Monica. That's something you don't usually get.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of Caleb-Monica scenes.
True.
Katarina said the same thing. The mother-son talks were absolutely great, but Tiffany really knows how to spoil touching moments.
That's true.
So, yeah. And, oh, by the way, see, I have to read this one. I'm required.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoever wrote that engagement scene is really romantic, because those words were perfect, even though the place really wasn't. So, yeah. Thank you, Katarina. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I have been known every now and then to have a little romantic side. So we heard also from Kezia and Tessa.
Yeah.
And we've got Daniel's dissertation.
Yes.
We heard from Jane Suh. We heard from Austin.
Yeah.
We heard from Anna. And everybody has phenomenal things to say about this episode. We even heard from Dave, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Kezia, Monica's in jail. What an episode. Monica got herself arrested again. Tessa said the exact same thing. She also said that this reminded her of her favorite verse, which is Jeremiah 29:11.
Good
I
verse.
Know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Yeah.
And plans to give you a hope and a future. Mm-hmm. God does have a plan for Monica, even though she doesn't believe it herself.
Interesting.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Dave is very excited that Caleb got to propose. He gave it 4 out of 5 because he said at least for the first 15 or 20 minutes, the show had a slice of life feel without too much intensity, which was really, really great. And he loved hearing the 5 main characters, the Richters and Carrie, interacting with one another. He felt sorry for Caleb, laughed at Tiffany, despaired at Monica. It was a really good show, although it's a pity the Morrisons haven't been around much in the last 4 or 5 episodes. And he says, I'm thinking Monica's going to become a Christian, but how is she going to be brought to that point of surrender? So,
yeah.
That's a very good question. And
4 out of 5 from Dave. That's
big.
Yeah.
That's really big. Deal. Lori gave it 5 out of 5. And there was some talk in one of these episodes. Now I can go back and I'm trying to find which one it is, which one of these reviews. Somebody said they loved the fact that DGL has shown a dating relationship coming completely through into marriage.
Yes. Wasn't that Daniel R. who said that? Seems like.
I
could be
know.
Wrong.
Daniel R. has a very, very long review. If you want to see it. I mean, his reviews are fantastic. He and Anna win for this week's long, long reviews. But, you know, I love them because that means that they're that invested in the programs.
Right.
And I think it's really cool that they are that invested to spend that much time discussing the episodes. And I'm glad that it means that they are, they're interested and that they're very happy.
Yes. Good reviews, everybody. And hey, listen, if you have not yet done a review, and you listened to season 12, maybe you're still getting caught up or something like that, and you want to do a review, you don't have to do it on the most recent episode that's aired. If you've got thoughts on, 12.3 or 12.4, you can always go to funcast.gileadlane.org and write up a review that you'll find there on the blogs. Just go to the blogs, and you'll see the place to do it. We are still waiting for someone to call us on the comment line to give a clear and succinct comment or question. You can always do that at 877-937-5397. As long as you're in the U.S., it is toll-free.
Yes.
And I might as well just keep going here. You can email us as we will be opening the mailbag here in just a few minutes to read from folks who have emailed us. You can do that at ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Stomp your shoe.
Here we go
with the mail haiku.
We've got a little bit of a haiku controversy this week.
Okay. I think we can do it.
Okay. This haiku comes from Austin, who has sent us a haiku in the past, but there's a bit of a miscount on the number of syllables. Now, what is the rule on haikus, Lori?
For five syllables,
yes?
Then the next line has to be seven syllables, then the next line has to be five.
Right. So altogether, 17 syllables.
Yes, in a 5-7-5 format.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and play Austin's haiku and listen closely, and let's see if he got the number correct.
The end is near for DGL. Our tears flow like a river.
Okay, well, I don't know, Laura. I don't care, really, to be honest, if it's a true haiku.
No, because I just love that he sent it in.
Exactly, and it was a great poem, whether
and you
it's
didn't
a
have to do extra
haiku.
Work.
Exactly.
Steve's
exactly.
brain doesn't wrap around haikus very well.
Right. Like, I would probably do one that had like 38 syllables just because, you know, I'm kind of long-winded.
5-7-5-7-5-7. Yeah.
Yeah, just keep going.
Got it.
All right. But let's take a look. Charlize from Maryland gave us this great email. She's a longtime listener, first-time writer.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
we like
thank
that.
You. Yes. Thank you for writing. She's listened to DGL since the beginning and loved it. Says, my sister and I listen every week and discuss each episode. Wow. 40-year-old wife, mother of two, pediatrician, 36-year-old pastor's wife is her sister, and child development specialist. Now, this is very interesting. She says she's sorry to see it end. She says, as an African-American listener, she's enjoyed the presence of the Donner family in the show, and hopes that we will hear from them again before it's over. She knows that there's a lot of storylines to wrap up in just a few episodes, but that's what she's hoping for. And then she closes by saying, best wishes to you and all the actors as you continue to let the Lord use your talent and move on from DGL. All right. Well, I do have some bad news. The Donners are not going to make an appearance in season 12. That's something that I can reveal. And we loved that family in the show. We will hear from Clifford Donner. He'll show up again before it's over, but played by a different actor because he had some health issues and wasn't able to make it. The rest of the actors who played the Donner family have all moved out of the area, and we're always kind of like faced with, do we do the thing where we recast them, or, you know, do we just find somebody who's kind of like another character but sort of similar to that character? That's always a tough call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do we just kind of not include them in the stories? And that was how we had to go, just because so much is happening with the Richters and the Morrisons by the time it's over. Anyway, so we'll hear from Clifford Donner, but the rest of the family we won't, and that's kind of sad. But thank you so much for loving the show and for loving the Donners. And yeah, we also really loved that family. Austin. Austin writes from Parts Unknown. Says, dear Steve and Lori, I was wondering if all the DGL specials could be put in one album, because I don't like buying single eps. Hey, I don't blame you, Austin.
Yeah.
I know 8 specials have been released in mini albums, but could you please see if CBH could do that? And Austin hopes I get better. And I am definitely better than the last time we podcasted, but I still have a little frogginess. and I think that's a great idea. You know, we have 17 specials now that aired outside of, you know, a specific season of Down Gilead Lane. So we may do that sometime in this next year or so. Never know. Can't make any promises. But that would be good, especially as a lot of those specials aren't, you know, holiday related. They're sort of like summer related, or, you know, something that's not like a Christmas, Thanksgiving, or Easter thing. So never know.
All right.
Next email from Debbie. Debbie just writes this simple question. What happened to Mr. Richter?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, a lot of things have happened to Mr. Richter over the course of Down Gilead Lane. And the most recent thing here in season 12, we should probably say spoiler alert. If you haven't gotten to the halfway point in season 12, you can just hit the mute button here or maybe fast forward a couple minutes.
Spoiler alert. Start now.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Lori. Answer the question.
Mr. Richter died.
Yes.
I mean, there's not any other gentle way to say it. He passed away.
Yep.
Had an unfortunate run-in with some ginger ale that had been tainted, we think. So
that's how it's looking, yeah.
Yeah, so Mr. Richter has passed on. I'm not sure if we're going to hear from him again the rest of the season. You never know. Like, there's always that flashback thing. We don't do any of that.
Yeah,
weirdy stuff, but you never know. We're
not going to have like a zombie or a ghost or anything like that from Mr. Richter.
Exactly. Yeah. But
we have done flashbacks before, so who knows?
Yes, we have. And in fact, in this season, I think we've done some flashbacks to previous episodes in the episodes themselves. So you never know what's going to happen. But I mean, that's the long story short. If you want to hear more about Mr. Richter and his death, you're going to have to catch yourself up on all of the episodes this season, because all of them have something that will give you a clue or a hint as to what's going on.
In fact, if you want to listen to the shows, definitely do that. But you could also get supplemental information from the Coloring Connection Funcast number 39 and number 40, where we discussed those specific episodes.
Right.
So there you go. Next email from Katie says, "Hi, I just wanted to say that I love your show. I have been watching it, almost watching it." Wow.
Wow.
I don't know where you can watch Down Gilead Lane, but I want to find out. Anyway, from almost the beginning, and have enjoyed the adventures of both the Morrisons and the Richter families. I look forward to more. Thanks for making such a great show. Wow, no question, but a comment that we always love to hear.
We do, Catherine. Always love to hear that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Appreciate that. And our last email from this episode's mailbag comes from Jesse. Jesse says, "Hi, Steve and Lori. Just curious, is the girl who plays Carrie related to the one playing Maya? They sound alike and have similar mannerisms.
Ooh.
Sisters, perhaps?" Good guess, but no. Nope, not related at all.
Okay.
Carrie is played by a wonderful young lady named Andy Ruth, and she just got married herself this past summer. I hope Annie's okay with me telling that story. I don't know. She's quite excited about it herself. So when Caleb proposed to her in this episode, she was working off some recent stuff. I mean, she was engaged for a while, so it wasn't like she had just recently gotten engaged, but she had just recently gotten married.
So she understood the emotion.
Yes, that emotion that you hear, that's real stuff coming from Andy Ruth. Really good stuff. And Maya, you know, that actress Elise, she's been with us from the beginning. Nine years.
Wow. That's incredible. That's longer than me.
So anyway, that is our discussion of a not-so-quick fix.
Yes, well, I actually have one more question.
Oh, you do?
I received a question on one of those networking websites that I'm on.
Ah, yes.
And it's from Brendan.
Uh-huh, yep.
And Brendan said, "Just letting you guys know that you've done a great job with the final season. I'm really in suspense for 12:10. So see, it's a good segue into discussing. You know,
very nice.
And as for those videos that Steve talked about, could he put them up on the official site? Do you want to talk about your videos?
Yeah, the official. I'm not exactly sure what he means by when he says official.
Well, it could
site.
Be on the CBH site, but we are on the, I think, if I am recalling our earlier conversation correctly, they are on the official blog now.
Yes. I've got one video up there. Here's the catch with the videos. That we took a series of videos, just, you know, little moments in between takes and so forth, at our last recording session. The recording session where we recorded the last episode of Down Gilead Lane. What I didn't realize at the time was how much spoiler info was leaking into the videos.
Yeah.
I probably should have been real vague and told all the people that I was shooting to be real vague about, you know, what we were, you know, doing.
Yeah.
in those episodes. So I have a couple more that I'm able to put up, but the rest will have to wait until we've actually finished Down Gilly Lane, because we don't want to give anything away.
Right.
So
well, Steve
anyway,
doesn't want to. I would tell you everything that was going to happen.
Yeah,
if Steve would just let me
see how we how we balance each other out so nicely. Yes. So anyway, so there is one at the Colorian Connection blog, the place where I talked about before, funcast.gileadlane.org. If you go there and look at my blog, you'll be able to see a video there that I had put up previously on Facebook, but now it's there on the blog. So all of you can go and check it out. And
yes.
I will try to put more up, and maybe I'll see if I can edit some video on my little cheap little video editing program that's on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And take out anything that is spoilery.
Right.
That is spoiling.
Because Steve's that
spoils.
Steve's a spoiler phobe.
Nobody likes to be spoiled.
Oh, no. There's a lot of people out there who love to be spoiled. They like
true.
To know what's coming next.
That's true. I'm just thinking of spoiled milk, you know? I mean, that's yucky.
Or eggs.
Right.
Or meat.
Hey, we don't have any excerpts from Brainstorming this time around. We don't have any excerpts to read from the Story Bible, but I'll tell you what we do have. We got some pretty funny bloopers from this recording session.
Oh, everybody loves bloopers.
Yes. I'll tell you right now, Bryce, the young man who plays Caleb, funny dude. Also some other funny folks in here. So let's play a few bloopers.
Hello? Hello?
John, sorry to bother you. So
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready.
Okay.
Roger, you know we're starting with you saying hello, right?
Oh, no. I thought he was going to say John.
Ad-lib a hello at the front of the scene.
I put it after John. Ah, that's interesting.
That hello you just did was great.
It was perfect.
I was like, don't have caller ID.
Could be anybody.
What time is it?
I really am sorry.
I know, son. So am I.
It's a Christmas miracle.
All right, here. Just sign down here.
Okay. At which place?
Right there where it says sign here.
Mom, pull over. Up there.
I can see. I can't see. Sorry.
Right here, Mom.
Oh, that was auspicious. Thank you.
We're off I-79, just outside of Greenville. You're going to take a left at the giant tree that got struck by lightning 3 years ago. Then a right at the big hill. And keep going for about a span.
That was awesome.
Go ahead, sit down in the lobby area there. You want some coffee or anything?
No.
Good, because we don't have any coffee, so...
Hello? Anyone here?
Will! Oh, no, it's not Will. Who's that? It's a man with a... Don't shoot me with that gun you're holding. Don't you love radio?
Everything is okay.
No one's hurt?
Yes, I need a tro-tuck immediately. I need a tummy tuck immediately.
Just outside of Greenville. If you go straight off the highway, there's a great little donut shop that you should stop at on your way here. If you can get me an apple fritter, that would be great. No creamer. Just coffee.
Yum.
Black.
Sounds good.
We'll be here if you need anything else, right? And we'll definitely be praying.
Thanks.
Goodbye!
Oh!
Yeah, okay.
See? Oh, funny. Man.
Yeah, that would be really fun to experience.
It's great being in the studio with those guys. Speaking of being spoiled, I get spoiled being able to, I almost said play with those guys. Work with those guys. That's what it is. It's work.
It is work. This is work too, but I mean, work can be fun. So.
Exactly. So anyway, that's all the time we got. Remember, every day needs. Yes?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Every week needs a podcast.
Ah, very nice. Every week needs a brand new podcast. We'll see you back here to talk about 1210 next week. It's the journey home. It's going to be good. All right. Lori, have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
See ya. I know you have a lot of storylines to wrap up in just a few episodes, but that's what they're hoping for.
Hmm.
Janelle's getting paged.
How is Janelle?
She's doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let me just back up.